This is Film for Thought. You give us 2 minutes, we'll give you something to think about.
The James Bond movies were a certain kind of joy to behold for young men of a certain time and place. They brought you around the world, sort of matched you up with beautiful, intelligent, super vixens, and allowed you to sort of bed as many men or women as you wanted, whether you were inhabiting the women or the men as you watched. And Kingsman sort of takes its heritage from the James Bond films. There's a British gentleman. There's a good scene between Colin Firth and Samuel L. Jackson, where they both sit down and sort of lament growing up watching James Bond films and wanting to be the supervillain or the Bond figure. In this case, we have a sort of Knights of the Round Table reimagining of the James Bond dynamic. They're not Secret Service agents. They're not beholden to any government. They're just beholden to wealth itself. It's sort of these are the 1%, but in a good way. These are the nice 1%. They just want to protect against evil because they like the status quo. It's an apolitical attempt to have an avenging sort of spy, but really it's interesting that the evil villain here, Samuel Jackson, is attempting to sort of protect the world against carbon emissions in his own way by killing off half of the world and turning them into zombies who want to kill each other. So you have sort of this Walking Dead-like virus that he's about to release by implanting a microchip into people's phones that they receive with free internet and Wi-Fi for life. Sort of a believable scenario. And then from there it goes like Halloween 3, where they're able to control people from watching television, in this case through their cell phones. And you have great acting, great fun among all of the characters. You get to see all of the different gadgetry, exploding pens, and whatnot. And we see probably the launching of a new franchise, would be the term, for a movie that isn't sort of created with the hopes of creating much more. Director Matthew Vaughn did X-Men First Class and Kick-Ass, so he's launched a couple of similar fun-to-watch sort of franchise-type movies, and this is probably the best of his three.